Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome
Ooh.
everybody. I am one of your hosts, Nicholas. I'm joined as always by our I get oh man, I you know, again for however many weeks in a row now, I don't have a zinger. So I'm joined by Jeremy
Yo.
and I'm joined by Justin.
Yo.
Maybe I
Was
should give us a
that
zinger book.
close? Zinger
You
book.
might be able to find one over at what is it, MPSmerch.com.
Maybe I could. I'll have to look. I haven't. I went to the website to before we
Was
talked about it last week, but
the right website?
that was the right website, but no Zinger books in stock quite
Not
yet.
yet. Not yet. Not yet. All right, we'll get there. We'll get there. All right. Well, it's been kind of a strange week, so I don't really have a lot. I guess the biggest news story for me for the week is Paul Rubens. So let's just go ahead and get the unpleasantness out of the way and talk about Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens himself passing away. Obviously he is probably most well known for being Pee Wee Herman, since most people on the headlines referred to him as either Pee Wee Herman or Pee Wee Herman actor Paul Rubens. So that was very sad. I mean, I know Jeremy has a very fond memories of Pee Wee Herman. I enjoyed his show growing up. I watched the movies. I still haven't watched that newest one. And by newest one at this point, it's probably 5 or 6 years old now. But
What, the Netflix
yeah, the
one?
Netflix one.
Yeah, that came out like 2016 or something.
Oh yeah, so almost 10 years now.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, one of these days I'll watch it. Maybe I should have done that this week in honor of him. But I remember him from Batman Returns.
Penguin's father.
He's always oh, one of my favorite roles of his is definitely the spleen in Mystery Men.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, he's always enjoyable when he shows up as a cameo on something.
I feel like Mystery Men is an underrated movie.
Vastly underrated movie.
Just want to make sure we're all on the same page with that. Yeah, I agree.
When I did that 90s bracket a couple weeks ago on moving panels, I wholeheartedly championed that movie, and I got it to go a couple places, but I didn't get it to go as far as I thought it should. But you know, when you do a three person bracket, you can only do so much fighting.
I'm used to that one.
I'm not allowed to flip tables over when I'm doing other people's brackets, so you know, I can't sway the argument by flipping a table.
You can try. Flip
I
your
mean,
own table.
I could. All right. Well, anybody has anything else they'd like to say about Paul Rubens?
Don't know. Favorite memories are probably watching the Christmas special with my sister. She introduced me to Pee-wee growing up. And yeah. And the movie, I mean, the first movie's awesome.
That's the one where he gets his bike stolen.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that one. I have seen that one multiple times.
That one's fun.
I think Big Top Pee Wee is the one I haven't seen very much, and then obviously the one that was like, you know, 8 years ago, I haven't seen at all. So
That was 8 years ago. something like The that. Netflix one? Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
7, 8 years ago. Yeah. I mean, it's been since we, I'm, I feel like I remember us doing an episode where we talked about it coming out back in the old run. I don't remember any of us talking about watching it.
2016. Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Who directed that one? Wasn't it somebody kind of relatively famous?
John Lee.
Okay, so no. For some whatever. Anyway, before I have to do editing. Okay then, let's talk about how us not being truckers for Taylor Swift is really not working out for us.
Working out
Trucker?
fine for me.
Are you sure? Because did you see the story that just broke?
I did not, but I still wouldn't want to do it.
She gave each trucker a $100,000 bonus.
Nice.
There's about 50 truckers in the in her caravan driving across the country and up into Canada.
In her
She just
fleet.
in her fleet, and she gave each one of them $100,000 bonus on top of whatever they were already getting paid.
Damn.
So, I mean, first off, that means it must be really nice to be Taylor Swift because she's just handing out money like it's going out of style.
Yeah.
But man, what kind of Christmas bonus is that? I mean, normally, like, basically for my Christmas bonus, it, well, I don't ever really get a Christmas bonus. I get like seasonal bonuses, and most of the time it's about equal to half of my paycheck, maybe equal to a paycheck. But I've never gotten a $100,000 bonus. I
Maybe
don't.
it's just a bunch of 100 grand bars and you misread.
No, I don't think I did, because it talked about how she was going to end up paying out at about $5 million for that. On top of apparently every one of her crew, her tour members, it didn't specify what their breakdown was, but they were all getting extremely hefty bonuses as well. So, I might not be able to stand Taylor Swift's music, and I know that might get us, canceled. But I have to say, at least, as a person, she seems to be a pretty decent human,
Yeah, where do I sign up for that? I'll carry some amps and shit around. Yeah,
I was gonna say, isn't that all that matters as long as you're a decent person?
I mean, you compared to, like, say, I don't know, Cardi B throwing a microphone at people, at somebody's head from the stage.
And didn't she also throw it at a DJ too, like a couple days later?
That I don't know about. I
Yeah, I
know that
think she
somebody,
threw it at a DJ.
well, I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about people throwing stuff at musicians and how that needed to stop. Well, apparently people who listen to Cardi B don't listen to this podcast, because people threw a drink at her and she responded by chunking a microphone at somebody's head. Of course, I guess that doesn't necessarily mean that Cardi B is a bad person. It just means that,
She threw a microphone at a DJ in Las Vegas as well.
okay, well, so she might be a bad person. Who knows? I
She just
she
likes throwing microphones, I guess.
she her music is even less palatable to me than Taylor Swift's music is.
Yeah, like at least Taylor Swift stuff, if it's remade, like I Prevail did that cover of Blank Spaces, that's pretty good. I've never heard a cover of a Cardi B song and went, wow, that's pretty good.
I can tolerate Taylor Swift. I'm not ever going to purposely listen to her. But if I'm in the car and the wife is playing it, I'm not going to be like, you gotta turn it off.
I do. I just reach over and I push the button. I'm like, nope.
However, if she started playing Cardi B, I would be like, no, just no. Although there's also little chance that Jess would be playing Cardi B. So,
Just tuck and roll out of the car.
although 90% of the time when I'm with the wife driving, I'm driving, so I don't know if tucking or rolling out of the car would be
I
the best course of
mean,
action.
then she would learn not to turn Cardi B on. Good luck.
Oh man. All right, well then, partly due to the writer's strike and partly due to other things, Craven the Hunter has been pushed back a full year.
I'm okay with it.
Well,
Not knowing much about it and just saying I'd be excited because it looks good. I'm okay with waiting.
the last time Sony started pushing a movie back, because, I mean, now that granted, this time they can be like, oh, it's because of the writer's strike, but I feel like this close, it's already done. Like, it's in the can. They've already shot it. We've already seen a full length trailer. Like, it's just finishing up special effects and ADR and stuff like that, if it's getting pushed back a year, that means there were some reshoots they wanted to do, and now they can't because of the actor's strike. Morbius, remember Morbius getting pushed back well over a year?
And
I didn't hate Morbius like you
Yeah,
did.
everyone else did though.
That's good for everyone else. I didn't hate it.
It worries me. Well, it doesn't worry me because I was already pretty certain that Kraven wasn't going to be good anyway. But now I'm even more convinced that it probably isn't going to be any good.
I don't know. I think it still
Yeah.
looks pretty entertaining. That's
Oh.
the only perk about not knowing as much about the comic books for me and Jeremy's. We're just like, all right.
Yeah, I've been indifferent since they announced it. I'm like, what's Kraven?
Wes Craven.
What?
Yeah, Wes Craven, they're making a biopic.
I'd probably see that.
I would,
Yeah.
absolutely. What,
Who's...
who would you cast as Wes Craven in a biopic?
Oh, I don't know.
Christopher Walken.
That's one choice. That's
But
a tough one.
I mean, they've made biopics about everybody else. Why not Wes Craven, right? I mean,
Yeah, they should. It'd be pretty interesting. I'm sure there's some good stuff in there.
the guy directed Swamp Thing, and then he turned around and reinvented the horror genre.
Right.
Wonder Woman 3. Remember how I had originally reported that as officially canceled?
It's back.
Apparently, it is back. You are correct. It is not so much dead. Patty Jenkins being involved in it is officially dead. That she's out.
He's dead.
Well, she's not dead. She's
Okay.
just out. Like
Okay. All right. Yeah.
they didn't kill her and be like, now we can do Wonder Woman 3 without her. Like they're just like,
That's
you're
how they get. That's how they go to directors and stuff
yeah.
now.
Instead of firing them, they just take them out back and shoot them.
Fire him out of the cannon. You're gone.
I mean, that'd be one way to lose a job. Probably not the most preferable way, but anyway,
Maybe they'd be better at their jobs then.
I guess James Gunn has decided that he would like Gal Gadot to continue to be Wonder Woman, and is going to allow Gal Gadot to kind of work on Wonder Woman 3. I don't know how much of it she's going to do, or how much they're just handing over producing credits, or. I don't know, James Gunn and Peter Safran, the guys who now run DC movies anyway, they're bringing, not bringing back, I guess they're just gonna do Wonder Woman 3 now, which would be curious to see how they're going to do it, considering like they're changing a lot of other stuff. They're just flat out ignoring this Aquaman movie that's gonna be coming out. They want, like we talked about it, when we talked about Wonder Woman 3 being gone, they want Jason Momoa to move from Aquaman over to Lobo. So who I they've got a new Superman now, so like they're starting the whole thing over there. See, I wonder if they're going to be doing kind of what they're doing with Deadpool, where they're like, this is going to be Deadpool 3, but it's not really because we're bringing him over into the MCU now. Same thing with Wonder Woman 3. It's going to be Wonder Woman 3, but now she's over in the new part of DC, whatever we're going to call that universe when it gets going. The gun verse, I guess. I don't know.
All
So,
right. That works.
man, this is going to be a short episode.
Jupiter walks alone.
Not that short. All right. Who watched what this week?
Wow, we're already at that part.
Well, unless somebody's got some other news to talk about, I
Oh,
don't, I mean.
just not really. I started watching the Bear.
I tried.
Nice.
I tried.
That's
I couldn't get through the first episode.
I didn't mind the first. Started the second one, but I've been having an issue with the Roku in the living room when I watch Hulu, where the words don't sync up with the picture, and then I have to just turn it off because I can't deal with that.
That is understandable. I've been having a problem with my Roku coming back from commercial. And like knocking the first like 3 to 5 seconds of words out on Hulu.
As
Nothing else, just Hulu.
that's the only one I have an issue with.
Might
Weird.
be time to restart Pop Culture Roulette's campaign against Hulu up again. Yeah,
Wow. Yeah, especially after they got rid of what was it on
the Fox Sports one, Fox Sports Wisconsin, when it became Bally.
Oh.
So now I can't watch Brewers or Bucks on Hulu.
There we go. All right. Well, we're coming for you again, Hulu. Hey, speaking of Hulu, have you guys been having a problem recently when you start on Hulu, the continue watching line being gone?
I don't really pay that much attention.
I have no idea. I haven't opened Hulu in like 6 months.
Oh, because like I was watching an episode of Reservation Dogs, and then I had to stop and go do something, and then I came back and like the continue watching was just gone, so I had to like go through and find it again, rather than just like pick up right where I left off. It's kind of annoying.
But I don't have that issue with Hulu on my phone, just on my TV in the living room. Bedroom works fine. Basement works fine.
Do you have a Roku TV in the living room?
No, just a Roku Express, whatever it's called, which is the same thing in the other rooms, and they work fine.
I got the Roku TV. It's really nice. I like it. The other problem I've been having with Hulu, let's just continue bitching about Hulu for a while. Are your commercials on Hulu really loud?
Some of them. And then you turn it down and then you have to turn it back up and the show starts.
Right. I mean, it's like twice as loud. The commercial, I don't know, twice is probably. But like you'll be watching the show and then the commercial will come on and it's like deafeningly loud all of a sudden.
Yeah, I've noticed that with a couple commercials.
I've just had to start muting commercials, which is the way to go anyway. But you know,
yeah, might as well. Commercials are no good. Have you ever seen a commercial that makes you actually really want to go out and buy something? Besides, you know, if you were a kid, and it was like the new toy, the new
right,
whatever.
Fast food commercial if they show shit in slow motion, and I'm really hungry.
All right, let's take.
Because I was
some foods maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say Buffalo Wild Wings had a commercial where they were talking about their two new flavors, and I was like, "All right, I'm in."
Like when Taco Bell comes back and they're like, "The nacho fries are back." I was like, "I go for some nacho fries." Let's eliminate food.
Okay.
From the equation, a commercial for a product or service that made you go, I kind of want that.
Nah, not really.
There's these commercials about little blue pills that, I mean, no, nothing.
Yeah, I can't think of a commercial that's made me go, okay, I'm sold.
I mean, I'm having a hard time coming up with any off the top of my head, but I know there have been some commercials where I've been like, I'm not going to buy your product now just because that commercial annoys me.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, like the home, like if I see a Home Depot one and they're talking about like the Ryobi sales, kind of intrigued because those are the power tools and stuff I use. But it's never been like, ooh, I got to go out and buy that tool now.
You use Ryobi?
I do use Ryobi.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, they're green. At least they don't use the Hart brand.
Oh, that's true. It's got to be DeWalt or Milwaukee. You're here in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is made right here.
I like the Ryobis. They're cheaper and they're more dependable. Well, not more dependable, but they're definitely cheaper.
Well, they might be cheaper, but they're not more dependable. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's mine. Jeremy, what do you got?
Yeah, do you have a power tool preference?
DeWalt, baby.
I mean, as somebody who uses power tools on a absolute daily basis, DeWalt is my go-to. Like, I don't know if unless it's a Saturday or a Sunday, there's very little, there's not a day I don't have a DeWalt impact driver in my hand at some part or large parts of the day.
I think mine started with the electric lawnmower that I purchased. And it kind of went from there.
I mean, what I will say, because I'm guessing, can you use the same batteries on the lawnmower that you use on the drills and all that stuff?
No, the lawnmower is 40 volts. The other ones are 18.
Oh, okay.
So my lawnmower, snowblower, weed whacker, leaf blower, and leaf mulcher all use the same batteries.
Because, I mean, I will say, I think that's what gets most people to be brand loyal is that you bought something with one kind of battery. And then now you just have to keep, you don't want to have like 13 different sets of batteries. So,
Right.
yeah.
And they're green. That's always a selling point for me. It's the color. It's green.
Gotta be green.
I wouldn't be surprised if I end up with a car one day because it's green.
I owned a whole bunch of green trucks.
I don't think that one truck was actually green that you had, I think, when you first moved up here.
No, it was.
That was more of like a
It's
S.
de technical color because I had to buy like touch up paint was seafoam green.
I still think that's closer to a blue than a green.
No, I mean it said green right there in the color.
I mean, my living room's green. They can't see it, but you guys can.
That
Jeremy's
is true.
closet's green.
That is true. I don't have any green in my house now, but I also have no control over that. I'm not in charge of decorating. I'm just in charge of doing it. Wait, I say that, but I'm looking behind me and I'm realizing that that is green. So I guess I do have green in my house.
Yeah, this is the only room I actually picked the color for.
It's your house. At least I have an excuse.
It's our house. I have my colors. I don't care about colors that much. As long as it's not some obnoxious highlighter color, I'm fine with it. Could you imagine like a highlighter
Ugh, I couldn't imagine a
room?
yellow room in general.
The sun comes through there and it's just like, whew.
Yeah, yellow is just, generally speaking, unless it's in tool form, an obnoxious color.
I would agree.
Right, there we go. This is riveting
Well, green and
conversation.
yellow. I'm fine
What
with green and
is
yellow.
your favorite color and least favorite color?
Green and yellow. That's a good combo. Black and yellow is a good combo, too.
Favorite color?
Yeah, favorite color.
It's usually there's three: green, black, and orange. Don't know why it's those, but green is for sure. I don't know if I, yeah, I like those colors, especially together. And then black and orange is very Halloween-esque. Which, on a side note, we're starting to get out our Halloween candy out on the sales floor right now.
Oh boy.
It's happening.
You
Candy
better.
corns, candy corns out. Those little pumpkins
Fuck.
are, the little peanut butter pumpkins and bats are out.
Right, I'll start heading over to Walmart soon.
Beginning on it, and I don't think I have a least favorite color.
Aw.
Glitter,
Glitter? I don't know if
yeah.
glitter is a
I
color.
just hate glitter.
I mean, most people do.
Right, Nicholas, what do you
Love.
got for colors?
I was once told that green was my favorite color, because I owned three straight green trucks and I painted a room green. I don't know. I don't know if I really have a favorite color. I mean, I have colors that I lean towards, red, and particularly the angel shade of red. Although right now they're pissing me the fuck off, so
Okay.
I can tell you though, I hate yellow. Like yellow cars, every time I see one, I just want to like run them off the road.
Oh,
Jeez.
why so hostile towards yellow?
I don't know. Probably because it's a school bus color and that just dredges up bad memories. I don't.
All right, Jeremy, what you got?
I would almost have to like say the exact same colors that you said. I love green, but black and orange are good because it kind of reminds me of Halloween. But green, definitely. Like since I was a kid, I love green. Green
Yeah.
flavors, green everything. Green clothes. Yeah.
I would agree. Like, I remember I was a kid, I had a green room, and I had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like ceiling banner across the whole room.
Nice. My AIM screen name was Green A1 Blaze because it was named after this Lego guy that was green that I really liked. That
From
well
me.
the first part of it, and then Blaze was named after this comic book guy that I made up.
Oh, I remember you talking about that comic book guy.
Yeah.
I was about to ask if it
It
was from Ninjago because I played that game, and wasn't the green guy named? What was the green guy? I don't know.
No, this was Green A1V was from one of the Arctic sets. There was this
Oh, okay.
guy who was like in a green parka and he had like A1 like on his shirt.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, fun facts from
Yeah.
childhood.
All right, so we got two votes for green.
mean, I guess if I just go with what my friend told me my favorite color is, it'd be three votes for green then.
My friend told me your favorite color is green.
Her color is this. Okay, fine.
I mean, he made valid points, you know.
I've never owned a green car. Yeah.
I owned a green 92 Ranger, and I got T-boned in that thing and flipped. That was super fun. Then I had a 94 Ranger that was basically I went out and bought the exact same truck, just 2 years newer.
Must have liked the truck.
I did. And the only reason I sold that was because I needed something bigger. And so I bought that 95 range F-150 that I had when I moved up here.
The Roadrunner?
That had the Roadrunner. I tried to take the Roadrunner sticker off the back of it, and that failed. I was forever stuck with the Roadrunner.
Yep, I remember that.
And then I sold that because I just couldn't afford to keep it running anymore. But I had that truck for I bought it when I lived in Florida in 04. And I just sold it in the last like 7 years, less than 7 years. So I had it for a long time, at least 10 years, if not longer. I can't do math, but I know I've been at the place that I'm at now for 7.5 years. And I drove the truck for the first half to full year that I was there.
Okay.
So I know I had that Dodge Avenger for a little while, and then my parents gave me the Honda, so we got rid of the Dodge Avenger.
I think my first car was Candy Apple Red, and now I'm silver.
Have you only owned two cars?
Yes. The first one I drove until it blew up, because I think I blew a head gasket on it, and then I bought the Cobalt, and now I'm waiting for this one to blow up so I can get something else.
How many miles are you on this one?
Almost 150.
Okay.
But yeah, I've only had two cars.
If you don't include the two cars that I've bought my wife, I'm on 8. Granted, I have been driving a lot longer than both of you, so.
That's still a lot of cars.
You were flipping a car as I was like entering my second year of life.
Well, no, I didn't flip it in 94. I didn't. I've never bought a brand new car. The 92 Ranger was, I flipped that in 98, 99.
Okay, all right.
And then I bought a 94 Ranger. So it's like my first car was a 1981 Honda Civic. And that was bought for me in 96. And that died because it was a 1981 Honda Civic driving around in 1996.
Okay.
Then I had a Le Mans, and then I wrecked that. I was not paying attention, and I wrecked it. Then I bought a car that was kind of a lemon. So I got rid of.
What was the lemon?
I don't remember. I just it had a really fun feature where when you were driving on the road, for no reason at all, it would just shut itself off.
Ooh.
Which
fail safe right there.
Which is not a fun feature to have when you're on the highway.
Hmm.
So you have to coast over to and then you know hope most of the time it would start right back up, but sometimes it would take a while to start back up. So we finally got rid of that after we finally fixed the problem. Because I just didn't want to have it anymore. I'm sure what that car is will come to me as soon as we're done recording. Jeremy, what about you? I know you're at least on your second car.
This is car third. Four. I had a Buick Century, Buick Regal, and two Malibus.
What happened to the first two? They just...
The Buicks?
Yeah, they just needed an upgrade.
Yeah, well, the Century was like over 200,000 miles and like was leaking coolant. And I've just barely made it into the dealership to like trade in. I was like, here's your problem now, basically. That was the car that died. On the way to his place. But that was actually the Regal, not the Century. My first car, that car just I don't know what happened with that. It just got too old. Just died. But and then my first Chevy got destroyed by some asshole.
And then did you buy the same car or did you go a couple years newer?
It was like a few years newer. I think it like my first was like a 2016 and then I got a 2019.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first was a 96 Thunderbird and now I got the 09.
Yeah, I the 06 Honda that I currently own is the newest car I've ever owned.
The 06. Yeah. What, and you got it when it was how old?
Well, I got it like a year or two ago.
Oh, so it was already pretty old when you got it.
Yeah. But it was given to me for free, so you know, I can't complain too much.
Yeah, those are the best cars.
It's been pretty good so far. I think I'll name this episode Car Talk.
There you go.
See if we get
we figured out some material to talk about.
See if I can get a cease and desist letter from those guys who actually have a show called Car Talk. All right, back to what we were talking about. What have we watched this week? Justin, you said you've been watching The Bear?
Yep. I'm only like an episode and a half in because then we went off on a side tangent about Hulu.
Right. Anything else you've been watching this week? Or
I rewatched the Mario movie because it's on Peacock now.
Okay.
That's about it.
Catch anything the second time around? Or?
No, not really. No. I did watch Family Night for the Packers. The live practice.
That happened?
That happened yesterday.
Oh.
So I watched that. There was 65,000 and change people in the stands to watch practice.
How did Jordan Love look?
It looked pretty good, I think. I have high hopes. Whenever I take over an episode, we'll talk about some of that stuff.
I went to Radizio last night, that all-you-can-eat Brazilian steak place downtown, which is amazing. They just have, like, big skewers of meat, and they come over to your plate, and you're like, would you like some of this? And you're like, why, yes. And they just, like, slice off a chunk, and then they just keep coming.
Nice.
You don't have to – it's an all-you-can-eat place. You don't have to get up. Like, it's the ultimate. Like, I mean, it's like $50 a plate, but geez, it's worth it. Absolutely. I mean, I did feel really bad walking out of
one of those where you got the meat sweats and your guts hurt.
Yeah.
That's when you've done something right.
Yeah, it was, oh. So we walked around downtown for a little while just to feel better before we got in the car and drove home. We finally had our work Christmas party.
That was a work Christmas party?
Kinda. I mean, essentially, that's what. Yeah, from not early Christmas party, just a really, really late Christmas party. All right, Jeremy, what have you been watching this week?
Oh God,
don't let us down, Jeremy.
Well, I watched this one show just recently on Vice, the Dark Side series. Those are awesome. I've been watching Dark Side of 2000s. I just watched the TRL one that they did, but they did Dark Side of the 90s and comedy, and they did a wrestling one, Dark Side of the Ring.
I think I've seen a couple episodes of that. They talk about like Chris Benoit stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've caught that one.
Yeah. They've got, there's some good stuff there. So I watched that. I watched some reruns of Undercover Boss.
All right.
And then, I think that's probably going to have to be about it for my list.
I have started writing things down so I remember what I watched. So for this other thing that I've been working on, I did a free trial of Shudder. So I've been trying to use that a lot the last couple of days. Man, Shudder is pretty good. But what did I watch? I watched Chopping Mall.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if either of you have seen this just glorious 80s movie.
I've watched trailers and clips of it.
My favorite part is Chopping Mall has this, like, the poster is like this, like a zombie, like green hand, like, you know, like holding a shopping bag. And like, it gives you this idea that it's a zombie or some sort of supernatural, like, you know, like demon or something. Yeah, nothing to do with the poster. The poster is completely unrelated to the movie. The movie is basically, what if we had security robots that went bad? I mean, it is so cheesy, but so much fun. Totally, almost, Jeremy, it is something you should probably put on the list for a Freaky Film Club, because it's a blast.
All right.
I'm sure it's in other places than on Shudder, but it's a lot of fun, because it's so, I mean, it follows every 80s trope in the book. The people who smoked had the premarital sex. The people who were talking about the drugs, it follows the rules of the 80s movies. It's so cheesy, but it was funny. Then I
It
want.
is it's on almost everything. Pluto
Okay.
TV, Tubi, Redbox, Amazon Prime, Plex, Freevee, Fubo,
So
AMC,
really, basically, what you're saying
Philo.
is that I wasted a movie on using my free trial on that.
I'm not saying that if you enjoyed it, it's not a waste.
I did. I went on a Nicolas Cage kick today. I watched Color Out of Space, which is a really, really bizarre kind of. Well, I mean, it's Nicolas Cage doing what Nicolas Cage does. Can't recommend it. But if you want to watch Nicolas Cage do what he does, and then I also watched Prisoners of the Ghostland, which I think we had put on our list of movies to watch after we did the Nick Cage bracket anyway.
Yes.
It's a bizarre movie. There's one scene that needs to be, well, what is that Hollywood Babylon, to be or not to be,
Oh,
the
exquisite acting.
oh yeah, there was a scene of exquisite acting in there. But I mean, again, if you put Nick Cage in a movie, you need to expect that.
Yeah.
Then I watched, or no, I didn't, and none of these are in the order that I actually watched them in. The movie that I wanted to talk about the most, though, did you guys watch the trailer for Psycho Gorman?
I did. If you send a trailer, 9 times out of 10, I watch it.
Have you ever heard of this movie before I sent the trailer?
No.
Yes.
It is fucking amazing. It is basically it's a trauma film, without trauma being involved in it. Like, I'm kind of shocked that trauma wasn't involved in it. It's totally worth watching. If you guys can, however you want to find it. Be doing a free trial on Shudder, or illegally downloading it, I don't care, but you should.
I think you can rent it on Prime for like $4.
It's absolutely worth $4. It's amazing. It is so cheesy. It is so glorious. It is I mean, the costumes are straight out of Toxic Avenger. I mean, normally the trope of like the 11-year-old girl being the smartest one in the room annoys me. But for this movie, it worked. So, highly recommend that one.
All right.
All right. Anything else? Anybody? This is going to be an easy episode to edit, because it's not going to take that long.
Couple cuts here and there. No, I don't have a whole lot of anything.
All right, then.
First preseason game's Friday, so I'll have something to talk about next week.
Okay, well then I guess what is going on over here?
Jeremy is the movies.
Oh, well, I guess now that the writers and the actors are on strike, we got no new content, nothing coming out. It's going to be hard to kind of continue this show, so I might have to start coming up with more scripted episodes here to fill some content.
I don't know, we had a pretty good rant about Cars, paint, and Hulu.
Right, that is true. I mean. Okay, well then I guess if you're the movie studios and you're not paying people what they should probably be paid back royalties and whatever else, and you're trying to use AI to write scripts, just remember that stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century. And in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.